This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. India and Pakistan began gradually easing tensions about a year and a half ago. But long before that, a group of Indian women began their own peace process of sorts. They are graduates of a women's college in what is now Pakistan. They hold reunions in the Indian capital, New Delhi, to talk about reconciliation and how much India and Pakistan have in common. Reporter Miranda Kennedy attended a recent gathering.
Kinnaird College in Lahore was once one of the best women's colleges in India, but Lahore is now in Pakistan due to the 1947 partition of India, and many Kinnaird College graduates are divided from their Pakistani classmates by decades of acrimony and bloodshed. 3 years after partition, some Kinnaird College alumni on the Indian side of the border reconnected with each other. Since then, the Kinnaird girls, as they like to be called, have held an annual reunion lunch. Most of them are over 70 now. They reminisce and they try to overcome some of the hatred and anger towards Pakistanis that was created during partition. They always meet in this private club in New Delhi. When India was divided into two parts in 1947, many Muslims fled west to the newly created Islamic Republic of Pakistan. Most of the Hindus and Sikhs fled east to what became Hindu-majority India. It was one of the greatest migrations in human history. Some 10 million people left their homes, and another million people died, many of them murdered by mobs from the other religious community.
My uncle was killed right outside the house. He was murdered.
Indira Pasaricha and her family are Hindus. They lived in Lahore during partition. Now she's 88 years old and she's proud to say she's the senior most among the Kinnaird girls. She says partition completely altered her perceptions of the world.
Suddenly when the riots started and this thing started, we would keep a watch during partition days, after partition, sit up and watch if anybody's coming. People had gone mad. You can't explain what happened to the people then. They just went mad.
Most of the women at the reunion share Indira's ugly memories of partition. Santosh Manmohan sits in a straight-back chair, holding a plate of chicken curry and rice, as she recalls how her aunt was raped and murdered, along with other family members, by a mob in the newly created Pakistan.
They killed 9 people. And same thing Indians were doing. I won't say they... Only Muslims were doing it, Hindus were no better. Oh, they were as bad. I don't know what had happened.
Santosh says the hardest thing about partition was realizing that it was permanent. Like most people, she left her home expecting to return once the riots stopped. But things never got better, so many abandoned everything they owned, never to go home again. But the Kinnaird girls are lucky. Some of them, like Chita Sarmal, were able to visit their former homes in Pakistan.
I went after 50 years with friends, and the welcome and the thing, once they heard you from Lahore, they just couldn't do enough for you. Any common man, anybody, just loved it. We've got common root. You see, our language, culture, music, it's all the same. There is that common thread.
Prem Krishnan organizes regular trips of the Kinnaird girls back to Pakistan. The prospect of Indian women coming to visit Pakistani homes often intrigues the servants in the households.
This time when we went, the servants there, before we came, are asking, how are they, what are they, how do they look? So when we reach, after they said, they're like us. We feel very comfortable and reassured. You know, it may not be politically correct to say, but we always feel it was a mistake. You don't divide a country like that.
Indira Pasaricha, the senior most of the Kinnaird girls, agrees. She still finds it hard to accept that she needs a passport and visa to go to her hometown.
When we went to Pakistan now, we went to the museum and they wanted a foreigner's ticket from us. I said, I was born, bred, educated, married here. How dare you tell me I'm a foreigner? He said, sorry.
She made her point, she says. She wants the next generation of Indians and Pakistanis to know just how much history they share. The Kinnaird girls are reminded of that whenever they hold a reunion.
Nice to meet you.
For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in New Delhi.